是静宁弟兄来跟我们分享今天的信息。
Today, Brother Andy King is going to come and share the message.
不一样的信心。
Different faith.
Hello. 大家好。
Greetings, everyone.
今天跟大家分享一个题目叫做不一样的信心。
Today, the title of my message is Different Faith.
这个呢是记载在民数记第十三章跟第十四章。
And this is recorded in Numbers chapter 13 and 14.
这是大家一个都蛮熟悉的故事，就是十二个探子去探迦南地的故事。
This is something that's fairly familiar with by everyone. It's about the 12 spies who went into the land of Canaan.
我们先一起来看几个经节。
Let's first look at several passages.
我们只念中文的部分。我们只念中文部分。
We will only be reading in Chinese.
耶和华对摩西说，你要派人窥探我赐给以色列人的迦南地，按着父家所属的支派，每个支派要派一个人，个个都必须是他们的领袖。第十三章第二十五节，过了四十天，他们窥探那地才回来，到了巴兰旷野的加底斯，见摩西亚伦并以色列的全会众，回报摩西亚伦并全会众，又把那地的果子给他们看，又告诉摩西说，我们到了你所打发我们去的那个地，果然是牛奶与蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。然而住那地的民强壮，诚意也坚固宽大，并且我们在那里看见了亚纳族的人，亚玛利人住在南地，赫人、耶布斯人、亚摩利人住在山地，迦南人住在海边并约旦河旁。第十三章三十节，迦勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。但那些和他同去的人说，我们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。探子中有人论到所窥探之地，向以色列人报恶信说，我们所窥探经过之地是吞吃居民之地，我们在那里所能看见的人民都身量高大，我们在那里看见亚纳族人都是伟人，他们是伟人的后裔，据我们看自己就如蚱蜢一样，据他们看我们也是如此。弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters，
以色列人出了埃及以后，
After the Israelites left Egypt，
这个三个月以后，以色列人出了埃及以后呢，三个月就来到了西乃山底下。
After 3 months of leaving Egypt, they came to Mount Sinai.
他们就在西乃山这边呢，就扎营了。
And they set camp at Mount Sinai.
他们在西乃山这一带呢，住了大概快一年的时间。
And they stayed there by Mount Sinai for about a year.
在这一段时间里面呢，神教导以色列人很多事情，比如说建造会幕。
And during this period, God taught the Israelites many things, such as building of the tabernacle.
又告诉他们各个支派休息的时候应该是在哪个位置。
And also he instructed them as to where to set up each tribe.
然后出发的时候哪一个部落要先走，哪一个部落要后走。
And as they head out, which tribe would go first and second, and so on.
又拣选立位支派的人看守会幕。
And also he chose the Levites to help with the tabernacle.
在这一段时间里面呢，以色列民就成了一支有组织、有纪律的队伍。
And during this period of time, the Israelites became an organized group.
随时等候神的命令，收拾东西准备出发。
Constantly waiting for God's command to pick up camp and go.
这我们中文叫做整军待发。哇，这个比较难翻译一点。有一天呢，就在第二年，大概二月二十号左右。
And so one day, about in the second year, about the second month and 20 day.
以色列民看到这个云柱啊，从法柜的帐幕上面收上去。
And the Israelites saw the pillar of clouds be lifted up from the tabernacle of the testimony.
他们就收拾东西，跟着这个云柱走。
And they collected their things and followed the pillar of cloud.
他们本来在这边过了十一天呢，他们就走到这个巴兰的旷野。
And when they were there before, and after 11 days, they arrived at the desert of Paran.
这个云柱呢，就停在这个加底斯的加底斯平原的这一带。
And the pillar of cloud stopped around Kadesh.
这里呢是加拿大的。我想好像我弄错是好。这个蓝色的这边呢，这个就是迦南地了。
And the blue part is the land of Canaan.
所以这个加底斯呢，就在迦南地的南边。
And Kadesh is at the southern part of land of Canaan.
以色列人呢，想到啊，再过不久啊，这个地啊，就是归他们的。
And the Israelites thought that in the near future, that land will be theirs.
非常兴奋。
They're very excited.
他们呢，就去向摩西建议。
And they suggested to Moses.
要先派人去看看。
To send someone out first to check out the land.
这样才知道要走哪一条路上去。
Then they know which route to take.
要进攻哪一个城。
To which city to hit first.
摩西呢，就去求问神。
So Moses came and asked God.
这是我们刚刚第一次念的地方，耶和华就对摩西说：“你要派人窥探我赐给以色列人的迦南地，按着父家所属的支派，每支派要派一个人，个个都必须是他们的领袖。”在这边，摩西又打发他们去窥探迦南地，说：“你们要从南地上山地去，上山地去，看那地如何，其中所住的民是强是弱。”是多是少，所住之地是好是歹，所住之处是营盘是坚城，又看那土地是肥美是瘠薄，其中有树木没有？你们要放开胆量，把内地的果子带些回来，那时正是葡萄出熟的时候。耶和华呢，就只是摩西。每一个支派要挑选一个领袖。
The Lord commanded Moses to send someone from each tribe.
担任做这个探子的工作。
As a spy.
探子就像现在的间谍。
As a spy.
他要冒生命的危险。
He take his life into his own hands.
他要到敌人的后方。
He must penetrate the enemy's line.
去收集情报。
To collect information.
所以必须要勇敢。
And he must be brave.
必须要机警。
He must be resourceful.
必须要强壮。
And must be strong.
所以呢，摩西就决定派每个支派的族长。
So Moses sent out a leader from each of the tribe.
就把他们叫来，交代他们这个任务。
He called them and gave them this task.
告诉他们说，你们要从南边上去。
To tell them that you must go up from the south.
看看人民是强是弱。
To see if the people are strong or weak.
是多是少。
Many or few.
有的地方是帐篷还是坚固的城？
Are they living in tents or are they living in fortified cities?
土地肥不肥沃
？How is the soil?
有没有树木
？Are there trees?
顺便要带一些果子回来。
And please also bring some fruit back.
在台湾的我们在当兵的时候。
In Taiwan when we were serving military service.
因为我们在台湾这是义务役。
Because it was a required thing for us.
在这个台湾呢，比如说有个他有挖人的部队。
There's divers frogmen division.
他们呢，那个时候呢，两边呢，这个中国那边呢，跟台湾这一边呢，尤其在金门、马祖这两个 island 上面的挖人。
Between Taiwan and China, one of the islands in Taiwan.
他们都会派这个挖人啊。隔一段时间就会游过来游过去。
And they have divers going back and forth.
收集情报。
To collect information.
而且呢，他去那边呢，你要拿一些东西回来。
And also when you go, you must collect something, bring back something.
比如说电影院的票。
Perhaps a theater ticket.
比如说某些东西。
or some other thing.
所以说我在想着摩西他是不是 也是这样，他们这个叫这个主耶稣你们去带点果子回来。
And perhaps that's the thing with Moses, you know, go back, go there and bring something back.
所以呢，从这几个经文里面呢，我们先看两件事情。
And so from this passage we could see two things.
第一个，神不会忘记他的应许。
One, God will not forget his promise.
神告诉摩西说，你派人去窥探我所赐给以色列人的地。
And so God says, go and explore the land which I am giving to the Israelites.
神应许把迦南地赐给以色列人，神就借着摩西一路把以色列人带到埃及，到了迦南地。
And God has promised to give the land of Canaan to the Israelites, and God used Moses to lead his people all the way from Egypt to Canaan.
这是神的应许。
This is God's promise.
神早在生命记的时候就警告以色列人。
And God in Deuteronomy warns the Israelites.
说你必在天下万国中抛来抛去。
Say that you will be tossed about throughout the world.
但是神又在以西结耶利米书里面应许以色列人会复活。
And yet, God also promised through Ezekiel and Jeremiah that, that the nation will come back together again.
他说我必从各国收取你们，从列邦聚集你们。引导你们归回本土。
And that he will collect them from throughout the world.
结果以色列在亡国2500年之后，在1947年复国。
And that in 1949, after 2500 years of losing their nation, that they once again have a nation.
神给了我们信他的人很多的应许。
God has given those who believe him many promises.
比方说约翰福音三章十八节里面说的。
Such as John 3:18.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
你相信神给你的应许吗？
Do you believe the promises that God has for you?
我们又看见，从这些经文里面，我们又看见神是有计划的神。
From these verses, we also see that God is a God with a plan.
神叫以色列人怎么去从南地上去，怎么去打探这些东西。
God tells the Israelites how to go from the Negev and what kind of things to look for.
神对我们每一个人都有不同的计划。
God has a different plan for each one of us.
很多的时候，美好的事情发生在我们身上。
Sometimes wonderful things happen in our lives.
我们感谢神，我们觉得这是神对我们的计划。
We thank God for it, and we say that's God's plan for me.
有些时候，一些我们不喜欢的事情发生在我们的身上。
Yeah, sometimes when something that we don't like happen in our lives.
或者甚至不幸的事情发生在我们的身上。
Or unfortunate events happen in our lives.
我们能够接受这是神的计划吗？
Can we accept those as God's plans?
你有信心和耐心去相信神有他的安排吗？
Do you have faith and patience to believe in God's plans?
过了四十天以后，这些探子回来了。
After 40 days, these spies came back.
这两张 slide 是我们刚刚念过的。
We already looked through these two slides.
其中有两个人呢，扛着一大串的葡萄。
Two people carried one cluster of grapes back.
其实亚伯伦呢，到现在呢，他都还是一产葡萄出。
And actually, the area continues to be a great place for grapes.
大家一听到这探子回来就很高兴，大家都赶去，这个摩西、亚伦那边要去听他们报告。
And everyone, when they heard that the spies were back, were very excited. They gathered together to listen to the report.
所有这十二个人，他们一致的都同意迦南地是牛奶与蜜之地。
And all 12 spies agree that the land of Canaan was a land that flows with milk and honey.
也都承认这是一个好地方。
They all agree that this is a wonderful place.
但是对于能不能去征服这个地就有两种完全不同的看法。
But they had two very different view of whether they could take the land.
我们看13章33节。我们在那里看见亚纳族人就是伟人，他们是伟人的后裔，据我们看自己就如蚱蜢一样，据他们看我们也是如此。
We saw the Nephilim there. The descendants of Anak come from the Nephilim. We seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we look the same to them.
这是十个探子的看法。
This is the view of 10 of the spies.
我们再看另外一个方面的看法，十四章第九节。但你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕内地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物，并且荫庇他们的已经离开他们。有耶和华与我们同在，不要怕他们。
But the other view is, only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them.
加勒和约书亚说，我们上去得那个地。可是其他的十个探子却认为不可能。
Caleb and Joshua said, "Let's go and take the land." Yet the others thought that impossible.
赞成跟反对的比率是十比二。
Those yay versus nay is 2 to 10.
假设你碰到这种情况，你会怎么办
？What will you do if you're in that circumstance？
为什么神给了同样的应许，十二个探子也看到了同样的东西？
Why is it that they all know God's the same promise and they saw the same thing?
可是结果有两种截然不同的结论。
Yeah, there are two very different conclusions.
我们来看一下加勒的信心到底有些哪些不一样的地方。
Let's look at Caleb's faith and what's different about that.
加勒有一个专一的信心。
Caleb has an undivided faith.
加勒他不抱怨。
He did not complain.
加勒他完全交托。
He submitted completely.
我们来稍微每一个我们看一下。
And we'll look at each one of these.
我们看他第一个特点。我们说加勒他有个专一的信心。
His first characteristic, he had undivided faith.
他看神，他不看人。
He saw God, he did not see people.
加勒跟耶稣亚，他是把神放在他跟困难的中间。
And Caleb and Joshua both put God between them and the problem.
十个探子是把困难放在他跟神的中间。
And the other 10 spies put the problem between themselves and God.
加勒把亚纳族人当成食物，五个探子把自己当成蚱蜢。
And Caleb considered the Nephilim to be food.Yeah, the 10 spies considered themselves to be grasshoppers.
弟兄姐妹，当人看环境多于看神的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when people see their environment more than God,
你就容易掉入不是过于自信，高估自己。
Either you fall into the camp of overestimating yourself,
然后低估了环境的险恶，
and underestimating the danger of your surrounding.
不然就是低估自己。
Or you underestimate yourself.
终日愁苦烦恼。
And you're constantly worried.
大卫敢去攻击哥利亚。
David was able to attack Goliath.
并不是因为他曾经打死过狮子和熊。
It's not because he has before killed lions and bears.
因为他知道攻击哥利亚是靠着神。
But he knows that to fight against Goliath is according to God's strength.
我们看撒母耳记上面这怎么讲。
Let's see what First Samuel says.
大卫又说：“耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离腓力士人的手。”扫罗对大卫说：“你可以去吧，耶和华必与你同在。”
David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee."
天天看着困难
，Every day staring at the problem，
就会导致你的失败。
Then it will lead to your failure。
一昧不看困难
，To not look at the problem，
也是不对。
It's wrong also。
基督徒面临环境抉择的时候
，As Christians face the issues in life，
是需要做这个环境的评估的。
We must evaluate our situation.
啊，并不是说一头栽进去。
It's not just jumping without looking.
然后需要神的祝福。
And we need God's blessings.
在路加福音里面这一段是神跟他门徒 说的话。
And in Luke, this is something that God said to his disciples.
你们哪一个要盖着一座楼，不先坐下来算计花费，能盖成不能呢？恐怕安了地基不能成功，看见的人都笑话他，说这个人开了工却不能完工。或是一个王出去和别的王打战，岂不先坐下来酌量，能用一万兵去抵那个两万兵攻打他的吗？若是不能，就趁着敌人还远的时候，派使者去求和谐的条款。
Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it? For if he lays the foundation and is not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule him, saying, "This fellow began to build and was not able to finish." Or suppose a king is about to go out to war against another king. Will he not first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple.
耶稣告诉门徒说，跟随主是要付出代价。
Jesus told his disciples that to follow him, there is a price.
门徒必须要了解，而且要自己要去做评估。
The disciples must understand it, and also they need to consider the whole situation.
有些人说信心和人的个性有关。
Some people say that faith is dependent on a person's natural personality.
所乐观的人啊，比较容易对神有信心。
An optimistic person will have greater faith towards God.
所悲观的人呢、啊，就比较没信心。
And the pessimist has less faith.
其实每一个不同个性的人。
But in reality, every personality.
你在当你碰到困难的时候，你的眼光只要看着环境后面的神。
When whatever situation you're facing, if you could see God behind it.
而不要专注在人在环境的上面。
Instead of focusing on people and the circumstance.
这样你就会有。对神有信心。
Then you will have faith in God.
约书亚，这是他约书亚，他在他85岁的时候说的话。他说：“我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那一天一样。无论是征战是出入，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。”
And Joshua said.As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war both to go out and to come in.
加勒他在85岁的时候他还能这样说。
And Caleb, when he was 85 years old, he was still able to say this.
他在十个探子的事件中他的信心坚定不移相信神这个已经很不容易。
And among all the spies, having that faith initially was a difficult thing.
更不容易的是，他能维持这几十年之久，在旷野的岁月当中。
And even more difficult is over all these years throughout the wilderness.
在旷野的岁月当中啊，因为那个环境，所以不信和不耐烦是很容易被传染出去。
And during the time of wilderness, it's the unbelief and also it's very contagious.
但是加勒他一直相信神。
But Caleb continued to believe in God.
他虽然和其他人在旷野过了40年失败的生活。
Even though he spent 40 years of failure in the wilderness with the rest of the people.
他却始终还是专一的信靠神。
Yet he continued to be faithful to God.
我们看他信心的第二个特质，不抱怨。
And let's look at his second characteristic, which is not complaining.
我们在十四章第一节到第四节，当这个摩西，当这些探子回来跟大家讲完这事情以后，当下全会众大声喧嚷，那夜百姓都哭嚎，以色列众人向摩西、亚伦发怨言。全会众对他们说：“巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或是死在这旷野。耶和华为什么把我们领到那地，使我们倒在刀下呢？我们的妻子和孩子必被掳掠，我们回埃及去岂不好吗？ 众人彼此说，我们不如立一个首领回埃及去。
And after the spies came back and gave their report, they, we continue in the scriptures. That night, all the people of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, If only we had died in Egypt or in this desert, why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?And they said to each other, we should choose a leader to go, and go back to Egypt.
以色列民听了十个探子的话，不单单抱怨连天，还要另立一个首领。
And the Israelites, after listening to the ten spies, not only did they complain, they were also ready to choose another leader.
我不晓得你们有没有听过一句话。
I don't know if you heard of this saying.
抱怨的人不成功，成功的人不抱怨。
The complainer will not succeed, and those who succeed do not complain.
其实不是说人生没有不如意的事。
It's not saying that life is smooth.
也不是说没有要抱怨的事情。
And it's not that there's nothing to complain about.
而是说当你面对不顺利、面对困难的时候，你怎么处理这个抱怨？
But when you face difficulties and problems, how do you deal with the issue of complaining?
你可以一直抱怨，就坐在那里也不动。
You could complain and do nothing.
你也可以 一边抱怨一边去做。
Or you could complain while doing.
你也可以不抱怨也不动。
You could not complain and not do anything.
你也可以挑选一个最难的，就是不抱怨就默默去做。
You could also choose perhaps the hardest one is not to complain yet do.
这是不容易做到的。
This is difficult to do.
这是需要信心、耐心，也需要操练。
This needs faith, patience, and also exercise.
在一个团体里面，抱怨的人多了以后，这团体就不会进步。
An organization, if there are many people who complain, then this organization cannot move forward.
在教会里面，抱怨的人多了以后，就不荣耀神。
And in a church, if many people complain, then that does not glorify God.
我们看加勒的第三个信心的特质。
And let's look at Caleb's third characteristic of faith.
完全的交托。
That is complete submission.
加勒说，耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进内地，把那地赐给我们，那地原是牛奶与蜜之地。
And Caleb said, If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey.
看着那句话，耶和华若喜悦我们。
See the phrase, if the Lord delight in us.
加勒把自己完全交托在神的手上。
Caleb submitted himself completely to God.
这和雅各书四章十四节、十五节。
And just like James chapter 4, verses 14 and 15.
其实明天如何，你们。还不知道。
And whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow.
你们只当说，主若愿意，我就可以活着，就可以做这事，做那事。
If the Lord is willing, let us do this or that.
所以这个有两个东西，有很像的地方，一个是主若愿意，一个是主若喜悦我们。
And so these two are very similar. It's whether if the Lord wills or if the Lord delight in us.
什么叫做完全的交托？
What is complete submission?
有一群植物学家到了这个高山上面去采样本。
One time some botanists went to a high mountain to gather specimens.
看见谷底有一些很漂亮的花草。
And they saw that in the valley there were some beautiful plants.
但必须要用绳子把人这个吊下去。
But they must lower someone down there by a rope.
很危险。
It was very dangerous.
结果他们就看到了一个牧羊的小孩子。
And they saw a shepherd boy.
结果他们就跟他说：“我们用绳子拉着你，把你放下去，然后你把那些花草采上来。”
And they told him, "Oh, we'll lower you down with a rope, and can you go down and gather these samples for us?"
然后我们会付你很好的工资。
And we'll give you a very good wages.
他们就拿出绳子来要绑在他身上。
And they took out the rope. They were ready to put the rope around the child.
这小孩坚持要他父亲帮忙。
And the child insisted that his father must help.
结果他父亲来了就把他放下去。
And after his father came, they lowered him down.
他就采了很多的花草上。
He gathered a lot of specimens.
就得到了很好的报酬。
And he was rewarded greatly.
有个植物学家就问他了。
And one of the botanists asked him.
说其实我们也会像你爸爸一样，我们会抓着绳子，我们不会放的，我们会好好保护你。
We would have been like your father, and we wouldn't have let you go, and we would have protected you.
小孩说，我不认识你们。
The child said, I don't know you.
可是我相信我爸爸一定会抓紧绳子。
But I believe that my father will hold on to the rope.
所以我不怕。
So I'm not afraid.
有的人相信是发抖的相信。
Some people's faith is a shaky faith.
什么叫做发抖的相信？
What is a shaky faith?
我们诗班是一个很严格的这个诗班。
Our choir is very strict.
我们的指挥常会跟我们说，怕什么？唱那个音就直接唱上去就好了，在那畏畏缩缩、躲躲闪闪的，什么意思？
Our conductor always tells us that, hey, don't be afraid, just keep going up, keep singing.
为什么一次唱不到那个定位，你知道吗？
Why is it that sometimes we can't hit those notes?
就没有信心嘛。
Don't have the faith.
什么叫做完全的交托？
What is complete submission?
我前两天去做这个 root canal.
Several days ago, I had a root canal done.
我写到这边的时候，我就想，那个大概就是完全交托。
As I was writing this, I thought perhaps that's complete submission.
因为我只听到他噼里啪啦、噼里啪啦、噼里啪啦，可是我就是乖乖的在那边。
Because I hear all these things going on, and I just laid there quietly.
希伯来书十一章第六节说：“人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他。”
In Hebrews 11:6, it says, But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
弟兄姐妹，当我们碰到困难的时候，是要完全的交托的。
Brothers and sisters, as we face difficulties, that's something that we must submit completely.
我们不单单要信神。
Not only do we need to believe in God.
而且我们要相信他必赏赐那寻求他。
But that he is a rewarder of those who believe in him.
现在我们再来看看同样的应许，同样的看见。
And we see that the same promise, the same observation.
产生不同的信心。
Yet there's two different faiths.
我们来看看产生，它是不是就产生不同的结果。
And let's see what kind of consequence each brings.
耶和华对摩西说：“这百姓藐视我要到几时呢？我在他们中间行了这一切神迹，他们还不信我要到几时？”
And the Lord said unto Moses, "How long will this people provoke me, and how long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have shown them among them."
耶和华说。给他们看了这么多的神迹，带领他们到现在，他们还是不相信。
The Lord said, "All the miracles I've shown them, yet they yet do not believe."
他们还是没有信心。
They still have no faith.
他们根本不配进入迦南地。
They're not worthy of entering the land of Canaan.
我们看看信跟不信的结果。
And let's look at the consequence of believing versus not believing.
你们的儿女必在旷野漂流四十年，担当你们淫行的罪，直到你们的尸首在旷野消灭。按你们窥探那地的四十日，一年顶一日，你们要担当罪孽四十年，就知道我与你们疏远了。这些报恶性的人都遭瘟疫，死在耶和华面前。
And your children will be.Shepherds here for 40 years, suffering for your unfaithfulness, until the last one of your bodies lies in the desert. For 40 years, 1 year for each of the 40 days you explore the land, you will suffer for your sins and know what it is like to have me against you. These men responsible for spreading the bad report about the land were struck down and died of a plague before the Lord.
十个探子马上得到瘟疫，死在耶和华的面前。
And these 10 spies immediately were struck down with a plague. and died.
剩下的以色列民在旷野漂流四十年。
And the remainder of the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
一日顶一年。
One year for one day.
结果二十岁以上发怨言的壮丁全部死在旷野。
And all those who complained who were 20 and above died in the wilderness.
我们再看另外一个。唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的内地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。
But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and had followed me faithfully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it.
加勒和约书亚是唯一的，是唯二进入迦南地的。
Caleb and Joshua were the only two who entered the land of Canaan.
而且加勒的后裔到最后确实得到探子当时所看见的希伯伦那块地。
And Caleb's descendants truly in the end did receive the land which the spies spied out.
也就是亚纳族人住的那些地方。
And that's where the descendants of Anak lived.
在这故事整个故事快要结束之前还发生了一个插曲。
And then another thing that happened before the story ends.
摩西把这些神告诉他的话告诉了以色列人以后他们就甚悲哀清早起来上山顶去说我们在这里我们有罪的情愿上耶和华所应许的地方去摩西说你们为何违背耶和华的命令呢这事不能顺利了不要上去因为耶和华不在你们中间恐怕你们被仇敌杀败了亚玛利人和迦南人都在你们面前你们必倒在刀下因你们退回不跟从耶和华所以他必不与你们同在他们却善赶上山顶去然而耶和华的约柜和摩西没有出营于是亚玛利人和住在那山上的迦南人都下来击打他们把他们杀退了直到俄尔玛
When Moses reported this to all the Israelites they mourned bitterly early the next morning they went up toward the high hill countryWe have sinned, they said. We will go up to the place the Lord promised. But Moses said, Why are you disobeying the Lord's command? This will not succeed. Do not go up, because the Lord is not with you. You will be defeated by your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites will face you there. Because you have turned away from the Lord, he will not be with you, and you will fall by the sword. Nevertheless, in their presumption, they went up toward the high hill country.Though neither Moses nor the Ark of the Lord's Covenant moved from the camp. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who lived in that hill country came down and attacked them and beat them down all the way to Horma.
圣经上这个故事叫这一段事情叫做何尔玛的事件。
And in the Bible, this is the event at Horma.
另外有一部分的人呢眼睁睁地看见日夜思想的迦南地现在不能进去。
There's a group of people who realize that now they cannot enter the land of Canaan.
不甘心。
They're not satisfied with that.
又后悔不听神的话。
And they regretted not listening to God's word.
百姓以为只要能够认罪。
The people thought, well, only if we just confess our sins.
就不会死在旷野。
Then we would not die in the desert.
想要按神人的意思达到神的应许。
And they want to use men's method to, accomplish God's promise.
结果大败。
And they were defeated.
弟兄姐妹，神的保守是有条件的。
Brothers and sisters, God's promise has conditions.
神保守那些相信他的人。
God protects those who believe in him.
神亲口答应以色列人要进入迦南地。
God personally promised the Israelites to lead them into the land of Canaan.
就像神答应我们基督徒要进入他的丰满里面。
Just as God promised the Christians to enter into His fullness.
但是你要靠信心来接受。
Yet you must receive it by faith.
我们得到救恩是白白得来的。
We receive faith freely. We receive salvation freely.
但是我们要得到神的祝福和保守是要付出代价。
But in order to receive God's protection, there is a price.
是要凭着信心的。
It's by faith.
是要有专一的信心。
Undivided faith.
要不抱怨。
We should not complain.
要能够完全交托。
And we must submit completely.
上个礼拜 ，Ralph 问了大家一个问题。
Last week, Ralph asked everyone a question.
他说：“当神关上你的门的时候。”
Yes, when God closes your, the doors.
那当然，这个门是你想要进去。
This is a door that you want to enter.
你能够欣然接受。
Can you accept it willingly?
当神关上你的门的时候，有时候有很多选择。当神关上你想要进去那一扇门的时候，你能够接受吗？
Oftentimes there are many choices, but God, when God closes a door that you want to go through, are you willing to accept it?
今天我也问大家一个问题。
And today I'm going to ask everyone a question.
当神为你开了一扇门的时候，
when God opens a door for you,
你敢接受？
Do you dare to accept it?
你愿意凭着信心来接受？
Can you accept it by faith?
我们最后用，我们来看一下保罗的信心来做一个今天的结束。
And we'll look at Paul's faith as a conclusion for today.
因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
我们一起低头做个祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，我们再一次的谢谢你赐下来的话语。
Lord, once again we thank you for your word for, to us.
主啊，求你坚定我们每一个人的信心。
Please strengthen all of our faith.
主，让我们学习像迦勒一样，能够对你专一的信心。
Help us to be like Caleb, to have an undivided faith towards you.
能够我们不抱怨，能够有互相讲、互相鼓励的。
And that we would not complain, instead we would encourage each other.
主，求你也能让我们真的去学习怎么样能够完全的交托。
And also teach us, and so that we would know how to submit completely.
主，求你保守你自己的话语。
Please watch over your own words.
也保守我们善去的脚步。
And watch over our steps.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求的。
We pray this in Jesus' name.